Yeah, I hear that. Well, you know, it's hard to get up on people's houses or mountaintops or whatever. I don't even go down to the repeater site all that much. I used to spend a lot of time down there. I don't even spend time down there anymore. It's just been running, and it's been running pretty well. I don't want to say great because it dies. Anytime I talk good about something, it just dies. But I do have analog on the repeater again, and that's just been running flawlessly, even though I've had some complainers out there about the digital, and the repeater is coordinated as D-Star and analog. You know, I put the analog back on there just in case, you know, somebody needs to use the repeater for an emergency or whatever. I mean, it has really good coverage for what it is. And basically, that's all it's there. It's just a standalone analog repeater. So, and it sounds good. It doesn't have any noise on it, which is great. It used to have a ton of noise on it. I got all that stuff dialed in and figured out. It's all going through the same box as the Newsline boxes. So it's just running flawlessly. But I had a guy out there the other day griping about the digital. I said, if you don't want to hear the digital, don't use the repeater. Or add tone squelch to your radio, and then you won't hear the digital. But anyway, I use the repeater mostly on D-Star. So, and I don't even monitor the analog side of that repeater. It does get recorded, but I don't monitor it. KDXUBK.